Imagine walking into your manager's office for a scheduled one-on-one, only to leave feeling energized, heard, and with a clear path forward. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when these crucial conversations are done right. Despite 200 to 500 million one-on-ones occurring daily worldwide, costing approximately $1.25 billion, nearly half are rated as suboptimal by participants. Drawing on extensive research with thousands of workers across multiple countries, organizational scientist Steven Rogelberg reveals that these humble meetings might be the most underutilized tool in the leadership arsenal. The data is striking. Managers who regularly meet with employees nearly triple engagement levels compared to those who don't. Employees with regular one-on-ones are 67% less likely to be disengaged and 43% more likely to stay with their current employer. One-on-ones aren't just nice-to-have conversations, they're essential leadership tools that drive engagement, performance, and retention. When executed well, they create psychological safety, enable honest dialogue, and complement formal performance reviews by establishing ongoing feedback loops that make annual conversations less stressful and more productive. Without proper context and clear expectations, team members may develop anxiety about one-on-ones, imagining worst-case scenarios like performance criticism. When introducing these meetings, communicate directly with your entire team before scheduling individual sessions. Connect them explicitly to organizational values, emphasize their supportive purpose, and provide clear logistics. Address common questions proactively. What topics will they cover? How do they differ from team meetings? What preparation is expected? Research from major organizations demonstrates that weekly one-on-ones consistently yield the most favorable outcomes, with managers receiving 10% higher effectiveness ratings compared to those holding bi-weekly meetings. While some flexibility in meeting cadence is acceptable based on team size, ensuring roughly equal time with all team members is essential for fairness. Consider tracking meeting frequency to ensure equitable distribution of attention. Without proper structure, unconscious biases can lead to unintentional discrimination or neglect of remote team members. Where you meet matters more than you think. Your office works well if it's private and distraction-free. The direct's office signals the meeting is for them and gives insight into their personality. Conference rooms offer neutral territory but may lack necessary resources. Non-traditional settings like coffee shops or outdoor spaces create more natural interactions where status barriers may be easier to overcome, though they offer less control over noise and privacy. Walking meetings, favored by leaders like Steve Jobs and Barack Obama, boost mental well-being, energy, and creativity. Research shows participants in walking meetings were 8.5% more likely to report high job engagement. Walking side by side creates a collaborative feeling versus sitting face to face, making difficult conversations feel less confrontational. Virtual meetings can be equally effective. While 55% prefer in-person meetings, comfort with virtual one-on-ones remains very high. Those preferring in-person cite richer nonverbal communication, while those preferring virtual appreciate the convenience and reduced formality they offer. While a sincere "how are ya" can spark dialogue, such questions typically elicit programmed responses like "fine." Try asking team members to reflect using a traffic light system, green, yellow, red, or 10-point scale. This inspires thoughtful responses and creates natural follow-up opportunities. Research with over 250 employees revealed 6 question categories that drive meaningful dialogue. Relationship building, engagement, check-in, productivity/challenges, feedback exchange, and development growth. The ideal approach samples questions across these categories rather than sticking to the same limited set. Having an agenda for one-on-ones is valuable, with meetings rated most effective when the agenda is created jointly or by the direct report alone, rather than solely by the manager. Begin with rapport building rather than jumping straight to business. After building rapport, follow up on items from your previous meeting, recognize wins, and then dive into the main agenda. 2 effective approaches have emerged. The listing approach, both parties create separate topic lists with the directs addressed first, and the core question approach, organizing around simple questions like, what are your current priorities? Or how can I help you? A common pitfall is the status update trap, when meetings become overly focused on tactical project updates. To avoid this, dedicate time in every meeting to future-oriented topics like career planning. An effective one-on-one balances practical needs, work advancement, priorities, and personal needs, feeling trusted, respected. 5T behaviors meet personal needs, listening with empathy, communicating authentically, involving directs appropriately, being supportive, and demonstrating vulnerability. The meeting flows through 4 stages: pre-start, reviewing previous notes, adopting a positive mindset; start, brief non-work discussion, finalizing the agenda; the heart, expressing, clarifying, solutioning, crafting next steps, monitoring the agenda; and end, concluding on time with clear takeaways. A crucial principle: if your team member's solution is viable but doesn't fully align with yours, go with their idea, even if you think yours is better. Only push back when there's a large quality gap and high consequences. Accepting their solutions builds trust and commitment. Remember that one-on-ones are a dance, requiring both parties to participate actively. Directs should know what they want, be curious, build rapport, communicate well, bring solutions, not just problems, ask for help and feedback when needed, and express gratitude. These meetings drive 7 interconnected outcomes: employee engagement, team member success, manager success, relationship building, diversity and inclusion, employee growth, and life satisfaction. Not having one-on-one sends a devastating message: your team members aren't worth your time investment. The most effective one-on-ones follow a consistent structure while remaining flexible enough to address emerging needs, typically including status updates, discussion of obstacles, feedback in both directions, and dedicated time for personal development. Successful leaders consistently report that their one-on-ones are the most valuable time investments they make, often leading to breakthrough insights, stronger team bonds, and improved organizational performance. Our behaviors define us far more powerfully than mission statements or declared intentions. One-on-ones serve as a key mechanism for embodying values like respect, integrity, and caring for others. While they require significant time investment, approximately 25 hours per year per direct report, research demonstrates their tremendous ROI, boosting engagement by up to 67%, improving performance by 39%, and reducing turnover by as much as 40%. The impact extends beyond immediate business outcomes, creating psychological safety that allows team members to voice concerns, share creative ideas, and feel genuinely supported in their growth. In an increasingly digital and remote work world, these intentional conversations become even more crucial for maintaining organizational cohesion and individual well-being. The most successful leaders view one-on-ones not as a calendar burden, but as their most valuable leadership tool, the place where culture is built, trust is earned, and organizational values transform from wall posters into lived experiences. What conversation could you transform today? The quality of your leadership might just depend on it.